what we look at is the health and the future prospectivity of our industry. We see some good signs of beginning to turn at least a corner on the way to managing a much more difficult business environment than we saw even a year ago. We're seeing production responding well to a wave of investment in the last few years, not least production from existing fields. And that's crucial because that's really part of our future opportunity. We're seeing the wave of new investment beginning to come online as well and deliver new production. Our concerns are how well we can attract new investment into the future of the basin.
Obviously, the report comes off the back of a period where we've had some fairly sustained job losses. Do you think that the findings have shown that we may be coming towards an end of the most severe job loss?
I'd like to think so. Clearly, many companies are still looking very hard at how they adapt to the current business environment. But I'd like to think that we've seen the worst of those changes in the market. The challenge to make sure that we can adapt well is to really find ways to be more efficient and more effective in this environment. And Oil and Gas UK is really working closely with its membership now to focus on efficiency and form a better way of doing our work together in the future, more collaborative, more focused, and indeed more innovative in what we need to do to meet the challenges of the North Sea.
Innovation's a buzzword I've heard certainly quite a lot over the course of today at the exhibition. Do you think that that is kind of at the heart of this idea of inspiring the next generation, getting people in to come up with new innovative technologies to basically increase efficiency?
Innovation is fundamental to our future. It wasn't that many years ago when we just couldn't do the long-distance tiebacks that we now do routinely. We can work in much deeper water depths than we ever expected. And our challenge is now to run efficiently old facilities and make sure that they're good for another generation so we can recover yet more from the North Sea.
And in terms of inspiring the next generation, do you think this report means that we can now more effectively get that kind of rhetoric across at this Offshore Europe 2015?
What the report does do is it focuses very clearly on the challenges and it gives some indications of how we can go down there, both in improving our efficiency and our effectiveness, and indeed to make sure that every pound and dollar we attract are invested soundly in the North Sea.